Stephen Mayne, business commentator, shareholder activist, is on the phone. Stephen, g'day.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Mate, what does Australia's foreign debt, the amount that we owe to other people, stand at present?
$615 billion was the latest figure, which is certainly a fair bit higher than the $196 billion back in 1995 when John Howard thought this was a big issue and had the famous debt truck running around saying we're all going to be stuffed because of foreign debt of $196 billion.
$615 billion owed by Australia to the rest of the world. Now, a lot of people say it's not a problem if it's not government. What's your take on that?
I think it would be worse if it was government, although the Americans don't seem to have too much trouble with $9 trillion of government debt. And their whole argument is we can handle all this government debt because we've got so much private wealth. So the Americans say government debt is no worries, and here the argument goes that government debt is worse than private debt. But I think overall it is relative to what your overall asset position is,
yeah.
And Australia does have too much foreign debt, household debt, debt of all forms, relative to the size of our economy, and the chickens are really starting to come home to roost now with this credit crisis.
In fact, if it wasn't for this level of foreign debt, interest rates in this country would be significantly lower than they currently are.
Well, a couple of ways to measure this. The Reserve Bank is jacking up interest rates, or has jacked up interest rates, because they want to slow the economy. And, you know, they put them up to 7.25%, which is the second highest in the Western world after New Zealand.
Yep.
But because we have this huge foreign debt, it means that the Reserve Bank actually has less power. And so that's what's happened recently. We've seen the banks sticking up interest rates over and above what the Reserve Bank has been doing. And that is almost entirely driven by our foreign debt and the fact that we can't refinance that foreign debt unless we pay a lot more in the credit crisis. So that is why the banks themselves, the market for interest rates is now everyone's paying, you know, close to 10% for their mortgages, because well over half of that mortgage debt, and the mortgage debt in Australia is $850 billion, more than half of that is foreign debt. It's just the banks borrowing offshore and non-lending it to Australians.
Now, governments, since this became an issue and since Howard campaigned on the extent of government debt, have routinely moved to put large infrastructure projects into these private hands, which are funded by debt. What's the point of it?
Well, the argument goes is that the private sector will do it more efficiently. And I've heard, you know, the boss of Transfield, other big companies say, well, if you'd left it with the government, it would never have been built. So that's the argument. But if you look at the straight cost of the debt, then yeah, of course the government can borrow more cheaply.
Mm.
So it would make sense if the government can do it just as efficiently. Then it doesn't make sense to go off and do a Babcock and Brown or Macquarie Bank or, you know, all the financial engineers and pay them massive fees along the way. I mean, the whole Bridge Connections float,
yeah,
is an interesting case in point, where Macquarie Bank got a $110 million fee to arrange all that up,
yeah,
front. Yeah, so it might have been simpler for the state government just to borrow the money and get the roads built.
And Trevor Rowe told this program that the return that they would get was 28% on their money employed, 28%, where surely, God, government can borrow money in the 8s, 9s%. You're going to have to pay for that through tolls.
Well, that is true. I mean, Victoria, in Melbourne, we have the world's second most valuable toll road. And, you know, Melburnians are paying $350 million a year in tolls, and they'll be doing that until 2033. And this was a $1.2 billion construction job. So if it had been built by the government, it already would have been paid for by now. We'd have a free road. Instead, shareholders in Transurban have made 700 or 800%. It's been an absolute bonanza.
So this fixation that we've got with government debt bad, private debt good, is actually leading us down a road of having to spend a hell of a lot more and driving up overall inflation rates.
Yeah, look, I think that would be right, that we are servicing a huge foreign debt, and particularly these infrastructure projects or toll road deals where the smarties in the private sector out-negotiate, yeah, the government. They load up themselves with debt. They get tax deductions. They're all structured in Bermuda or some sort of tax, yeah, haven. It's all done in the most tax-efficient way. And the motorist or the user of the private-public partnership ends up being locked in a 30-year contract, paying even more for the service. So I reckon it's far simpler to keep it simple and just do straight vanilla. If the government wants a project, just borrow the money and get it done and be transparent about it.
Stephen, can you help us understand this? In 86, if I recall correctly, Keating claimed that Australia risked becoming a banana republic when our current account deficit reached 6.2% of GDP. Does that sound right to you?
That was what it was at the time when he made that comment to John Laws, yeah.
What is the current account deficit as a percentage of GDP right now? Do you know?
It's just under 7%.
That's so, my understanding as well, 7%. So significantly higher.
The last two quarters for current account deficit, so I've got the figures, is a record $19.5 billion current account deficit for the March quarter and $19.3 billion for the December quarter last year. We're still just waiting on the June quarter figures. But in June alone, the month of June, we actually had a trade surplus of $411 million for a very rare time. It's very rare that we have a trade surplus. So this means that virtually the entirety of the current account deficit, you know, running at $8 billion a month, is interest payments on foreign debt and foreign-owned Australian assets. The profits from that being shipped offshore, and there is literally many, many tens of billions of dollars of resource sector profits being shipped offshore to the likes of Rio Tinto, Anglo American, Xstrata, Mitsubishi, Chevron, Shell, BP, all the major global resource houses and oil houses, which each and all those names I mentioned all have well over $10 billion invested in Australia and are all making an absolute fortune and taking all the cash offshore, and that feeds into the ballooning current account deficit.
In fact, on figures I have in front of me, no other country is worse than us in this interest paid on gross foreign debt as a percentage of GDP, and therefore, as you just explained, this current account being in such appalling state. And only countries like Hungary and Bulgaria get close.
There would be a couple of countries that would be worse, but certainly our figure is pretty ordinary. I mean, we're paying $50 billion a year in debt, in interest payments on our foreign debt. And the weird thing here, Smithy, is that we have this $1.2 trillion of super. So we have this massive pile of super.
Yeah.
And about $300 or $400 million of that has been invested offshore. And the logical thing, you know, I would have thought for the nation would be for the super funds money to be deployed as part of the financial system here, you know, to capitalise the banks, and then the Australian banks lend the money to the Australians. But what's happened in the past is with this ridiculous credit boom over the last 5 years, and it was an unbelievable, unprecedented credit boom, it just became cheaper to borrow offshore. So everyone went offshore and borrowed at 4 or 5%, lent to Australians for a profit, and now the credit bust has come. We're suddenly left with $615 billion of foreign debt. We've had a hell of a party. We've all got the plasmas. We've all got the new cars. And all of a sudden, we've got to pay a hell of a lot more for this foreign debt. And that's one of the reasons why the economy is coming to a screeching halt at the moment, because interest payments are just going through the roof.
Stephen, in the interest of time, we're going to have to pause here. Let's make this part of an ongoing discussion, because we've got to talk about how we get our way out of this, how we reduce the foreign debt, how we create wealth within the country to get our books to balance again. Will you come back and speak with us?
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great.
Good on you. Stephen Mayne, he writes for Crikey.com. He's a business commentator.